TF Mobile.
Hump day, KN4 TFW.
Ken, yeah, I'm glad it's hump day soon. How's your week been so far?
Good so far. A little bit hectic yesterday because we're getting ready to go into outage and needed some stuff. Had to run down into Spartanburg to get it.
I'm hoping this rain holds off. I don't really want any rain Friday or Saturday.
Slow up on Friday, and I think there's only a 20% chance on Saturday. I got all the grass cut yesterday. I got to just do some weeding tonight. The rain holds off long enough. And thanks for saving me on that backup the other day.
I was just happened to be going that way about the same time, and I know that's usually about whenever you get on the road from around Forest. So figured I'd give you a call and try it.
Getting off there at 29, I can see the cars going over the bridge where brake lights were coming on.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just driving down the road and I see the traffic backed up, and then it's just, I don't know what, it's a tractor trailer. But it wasn't, it was a sleeper. But the dude was like, he took it off the road and just kept driving down towards the ditch, and he ended up kind of, you know, truck stuck between the trailer and the cab, stuck in the ditch. And they were just winching him back on the road. I was surprised he didn't lay it down or, you know, it didn't flip on its side.
I had a bad one down there almost into Georgia yesterday.
Last night when we were at Scouts, I hadn't heard of it till then, and somebody was telling me about it.
4ZLE and the Wifey Mobile headed to work on I-85. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Anthony. Good morning, Miss Angela. KN4 TFW.
KN4 CF.
Check was right there, right below our house yesterday morning. We hadn't long come through that way when it happened, or right before it, that is.
Get just one day without having a wreck down through there somewhere.
You're right there really bad. We've run a lot of wrecks right there at the state line or just above it. Of course, I've run them all up and down this daggum interstate from the state line all the way up to Greenville County. Well, even in Greenville County when I work part-time for them. So, but yeah, it's crazy.
Sounds might not paying attention.
Truck drivers now, they don't speak any English, and nobody runs an 11-meter radio, so they don't have a clue.
They're cracking down on the non-English speaking, aren't they, from what I've heard?
I know some of the states are they're failing them and taking their licenses, but we still get quite a few of them in there where I work.
You keep hiring them, I mean, but yeah, I heard the same thing.
And they hand you the phone to talk to the phone, and then they'll read it back because it was just a bunch of stick figures.
I don't mean no harm, but lack of communication could be a very dangerous thing in a lot of situations.
Get behind a big rig, though, golly. I mean, they at least need to know what they're doing. But, you know, there's so many distractions, even in those big trucks nowadays. But my buddy, he's got one of the new Peterbilts, and he said it's got all digital screens and everything else in it. So it's just as bad as cars nowadays.
Personal opinion, I think all vehicles have gotten way too easy and way too comfortable to drive. There's way too much distracting stuff in them, and the cabins and stuff are way too sealed up and too quiet. Ambulances and everything else, or horns or whatever, in a lot of cases. KQ4ZLE.
The good old days when you could just reach over to the radio and tune it and you didn't actually have to look at it.
They have a lot of controls on the steering wheel and stuff now, but still, though, just a lot too, way too many other creature comforts and stuff that makes it way too comfortable and quiet to drive.
At work, all of our climate controls are now on the digital display. So you know, it's always there on the display, but you still have to reach over it and touch the display. It's not like in my truck where I can just turn it up or down or whatever without even looking at it because I know where the buttons are.
Yeah, well, this traffic's thick this morning, northbound 85. A bit thicker than usual, seems to be.
Same thing up here in Spartanburg and Greer. I mean, it seems like there's a bunch of people on the interstate this morning.
Made it there yet. I'm I'm still probably 3 miles out from getting on.
Stays clear, I'll be all right.
Now,
my co-pilot done fell asleep on me over here. He's over here snoozing.
I don't know if I had a chance.
That's what I was thinking. I know when we used to carpool, when I worked construction, the shotgun guy always slept.
She said hey to everybody, and she said she's just too busy listening to everybody's conversation.
And you awake, Miss Angela.
Listen, I wish I could go to sleep.
Remember, it was like February of 24. Guy got into the high power wires out there where I work.
I don't know. It doesn't ring a bell. You may have mentioned it, and I just forgot about it.
He was servicing one of our boom lifts, and for whatever reason, he took it up right underneath the power lines, got into it. But how about there, one of the trucks that was in the loading bay getting loaded, it had the dash cam on and that, and they got it all on video.
Do you?
It's a couple of the guys that helped, you know, give first aid and everything were, you know, they got called in and they had to watch it, not asking questions about it and that. Not sure exactly why, but, man, that thing's almost 2 years and they ain't been settled out yet. That lift is still in the same exact spot.
That kind of stuff can drag out, especially when you're talking about work.
Putting on right there, 29, is really hard. You don't have a lot of room.
And getting this area, the harder it gets. I don't know, they need to start stretching some of these entrance and exit ramps out.
Every afternoon it's slow, and I still haven't figured out why it's always slow right there.
No, there's something about 85. I don't know. You got three lanes, and it'll still get slowed down.
These doggone people want to ride in the darn left-hand lane. KQ4ZLE.
Right, and then you got the people that are in the right lane, and they want to yield to everybody that's getting on the interstate. I mean, those people getting on, they need to be the ones stopping or slowing down, not the ones that are driving down the interstate.
Backwards.
and having people yield. I don't think Southern hospitality's really extended the interstate, not when people are getting on.
Southern hospitality is getting dissolved because we've got so many people from up north and out west moving here. So a lot of our, I guess you say, our customs and courtesies, the ways of doing things are kind of getting dissolved.
What gets me is the guy, he don't use the acceleration ramp to get up to speed. He hits the interstate at 50, slows you down, and then he mashes on the throttle.
Stop or really slow down to try to get in instead of speeding up and blending in with traffic.
You guys double.
Go ahead.
Well, you got you ones that want to creep down the acceleration lane and get to the end of it, either want to stop or try to barely creep in instead of getting up to speed and blending in with traffic.
There are plenty of people that don't know how to use the interstate. I mean, there's just no doubt about it. I forbid my son from getting on it because he hadn't learned it yet. He either jumps on too fast or don't know how to pay attention when he's trying to find where he's getting on. And when he tries to go around the curve or the ramp, and he just want to go straight. Like, no, if you're not driving the interstate right now.
Don't know how to use their mirrors, or they don't trust them, or don't have them adjusted right, or just don't believe what they see.
Cameras in cars nowadays, some people don't even use their mirrors anymore.
The one where the little light comes on the mirror tells you somebody's there. Yeah, I'm going to make sure there is.
He'll leave for ID. Luckily with me working fire and EMS, plus my dad teaching me how to drive too. And we never had like a rear view mirror. Everything we had to learn to use our mirrors and stuff. And now even in my old car that I drive back and forth to work, I catch myself using the mirrors instead of turning back to look.
much that's mine, so I'll never turn. I may glance over, but the way I have mine, I don't need the side mirror. I don't need to see what's behind me. I need to see what's on the side. You know, when I can't see you any, you're coming up on my left, I can't see you anymore in the rear view. I got you in the side, and then by the time I can't see you in the side, you're right beside me, and I can see you with my eyes. And that's how you need to adjust them.
I even put blind spot mirrors on my small car because when I'm back, I always back into everything, just force of habit. But when I'm backing into a spot, I can take those blind spot mirrors and see the line and see my tires, and I can line that one side up, put it right in the spot, you know, perfectly straight, and there you go.
KN4GFW.
He's running to putting those on his little car, and he didn't want to do it. I'm like, boy, you don't know how good those things come in. The ones on my truck, I love them. I mean, they actually a whole other lane before they even come up on the blind spot, and by then you just look over and see them.
People, if they just learn how to use those little blind spot mirrors, and realize how big a help it'd be.
In the interstate, I mean, at least with one of those, you can see all the way over to the left lane.
Up to my parking lot, so I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3. Y'all have a good one. Be safe out there this morning, and hopefully we'll holler at you another morning if I'm driving the truck. So, KO4CEF, and I will be clear on your final.
FW. Drew, be safe out there, brother. We'll talk at you later. KQ4ZLE.
Signal's out here today for some reason.
Pretty busy up this way. We're approaching River Road now on 85, and it's usually not packed up until just now, but you know, it's been pretty busy always since we got on the interstate down at the 11 this morning.
Something up here at all. Jockey you for position. Do you think they were on a NASCAR track?
This is our Friday, so we'll be off for a few days after today. Just hoping today's not as bad as it was yesterday. Oh my gosh, it was goofy or crazy yesterday.
They just had me running. I hate to leave the plant to go run out, but I had to run out. I got to run out this morning just for some PVC fittings.
This way, I did not come home in the same scrubs that I wore to work.
Hard time out here trying to find employees that'll qualify to work out here.
I know how that is. We seem to be getting employees that are qualified, but our biggest problem is, like with techs and stuff, but our biggest problem is getting ones that are willing to work. They want to come in and be on their phones and everything else and don't want to do, you know, what they're supposed to do. It makes it harder on everybody else.
We're looking for a couple of operators, you know, entry-level positions and that, but, man, you got to pass the background check. Heck, they knew more about me than I did.
I mean, pretty much everything I've always had to do, we've had to go through rigorous background checks, plus my firearm stuff and all that stuff on top of it. But, yeah, I'm like you. They know more about me than I do.
When I first started out here, I didn't have my password for my 401k, and it's like, well, you can answer some questions and that, and it was questions that, you know, where did I live 25 years ago? I'm like, really? I've moved so many times I can't even remember.
I get the security on some of this stuff, but some of it's just gotten a little bit ridiculous. But, you know, I guess it is what it is, unfortunately.
Like one day I couldn't find my badge to get in the gate, and that guard wouldn't let me in.
Getting on to us now, too. We're not supposed to, like, let somebody come in behind us. They technically want each and everybody to scan their own badge before they come through, but you know how that goes.
Got fired from the last time you saw him.
True. Well, we're here at the hospital going to pull in, and like I said, hopefully today's better than yesterday. Hope everybody has a good day. Be safe being out there. And again, appreciate the conversation. I'll talk to everybody later. Me and the wifey will be out. KQ4ZLE will be clear.
And Miss Angela, you guys have an awesome day today, and enjoy that weekend, and we'll catch you back later. KN4TFW.